Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Demeter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Demeter moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demeter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters bunts towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Peters moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to second for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Ward reaches second base with a double. Skowron moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Skowron scores. Ward moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to home to get Landis. Weiss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lolick. Robinson scores. Hershberger moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Fred Gladding now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. J.C. Martin now catching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Jake Wood pinch hits for Fred Gladding. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields the ball and throws to Peters covering. Safe. Wirt moves to second. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Fox now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demeter strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.